A campaign event the morning after a Green Bay Packers victory is bound to get Wisconsin politicians talking football. And so it was with Paul Ryan, showing off his green and gold tie and touting the Packers' Sunday night win over the Houston Texans.
I gotta tell you, to go down to Texas against a 5-0 team on the road and have that kind of performance, it reminds me of what it's going to look like on November the 6th.
Ryan says President Obama doesn't deserve to win that November 6th presidential election because Ryan says the president has moved too slowly on helping businesses create jobs, signed the Affordable Care Act health care law, and has allowed the national debt to increase. Ryan admits there was a federal debt before Barack Obama became president.
When President Obama came into office, he did inherit a tough situation. Problem is, he made things worse. Problem is when you see this most predictable crisis ahead of you, a debt crisis, what leaders do is they solve those problems.
Obama campaign spokesman Joe Zepecki says it's disingenuous for Ryan to lecture the president about fiscal responsibility.
Mr. Ryan voted to put two wars on the credit card, a new prescription drug benefit that wasn't paid for, and massive tax cuts skewed towards millionaires and billionaires.
Zepecki says the Ryan and Mitt Romney plan to cut taxes for the wealthy and boost Pentagon spending would harm efforts to reduce the debt. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.